close enough. So, you know what happens. We didn't execute play all the way through, and they got the best of us today.
The offense has scored, I think, the last 7 possessions and went into overtime. You guys feel pretty confident?
Definitely. There was no doubt in our mind that we couldn't put the ball in the end zone. We weren't thinking field goal. I don't think field goal crossed anyone's mind. I think everybody thought that, you know, with us having the opportunity to step foot back on the field, we were going to put it in. But it didn't work out for us.
This team has prided itself on not turning the ball over. So it was the first quarter.
Well, we definitely dug ourselves in the hole. Obviously, in the playoff game especially, you can't turn the ball over. I mean, playoff game, any game, you can't turn the ball over that much. And just to go down 14, zip, with an offense that is as explosive as their offense, and their defense was playing well. Just that wasn't like us. But we dug ourselves out of that hole and had the opportunity to win the game, and we didn't capitalize.
How long is it going to take you to go over this one?
Probably. That's typically what happens. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. What if? If this, if that. But the reality of it is our season is over.
Is that the matchup you wanted on the first play of overtime?
Oh, man. Boy. Yeah. That boy. He couldn't have got any better than that. Just didn't execute it all the way.
Did it call at the line, or did you guys go through?
No, that was a huddle call. We pretty much had a set them up for that. I mean, we had it in last week and never used it. I had it in, and man, couldn't have been caught at a better time. Yeah, I think so. But right now, you know, it's not about just one guy. We all are supportive of one another in this locker room. And, you know, we all took on one that doesn't taste so well today. You know, nerves definitely probably played a role in it. You know, we had a lot of guys without experience, including myself, without a lot of playoff experience. But, you know, once we got going, you could see everything kind of settle down. The game started to slow back down, and we were able to do the things that we were capable of doing. He gave me a shot, and that just made a play on the ball. The touchdown. It was a back shoulder throw. I really just stuck my hand out just to try to get a hand on the ball, and I was able to slow the ball down and pull it in. Then the one on the sideline, 25, his ball skills aren't as great as 29s or some other guys, and Aaron just took a chance on the sideline, and I was able to get 2 feet down. They're definitely up there. The last one would have been even better than those two. But, again, there goes those woulda, coulda, shoulda. But they're a good team. They're definitely a good team. Best of luck to those guys. They got us today.
How long before you text the
No. No, I'm definitely going to congratulate him. Did that on the field as well, but he's probably going to call me before we get on the plane. But it's so competitive. It's one of those losses that, you know, we talk a lot of trash amongst one another, but this one is one of those that's kind of like you kind of wait to talk trash. You don't want to just come out right and say, told you, but... is what it is. Wish the best for him and their ball club, but you got to strap it up again next year and see where we got. Very disappointing. Obviously, the turnovers play a huge role in winning and losing ball games, and That definitely hurt us today.
What did you think of Hunter?
Thought he played well. He bounced back well after the two turnovers that we established as an offense, and we dug ourselves out of a hole, and we were able to put ourselves in position to get the win. Yeah, we're definitely feeling like we're going to go down and put the ball in the end zone, but it didn't happen that way, so it is what it is.